And I don't think it's right. I think it's wrong. I think the government should step in and conscript it, make cards out, fingerprint everybody, picture them, and then keep it that way, because this country is the only country that lets in all the refugees that they possibly can get along with the good people. If the people of the United States had better wake up before they have their whole little kitten caboodle go down the drain. Bread is $1.19 a loaf, and the people in this country are tired of paying for the other people that are coming in here and working. We feel sorry, we send money, we help them, but we don't want any more of those aliens, period.
You guys stand back. How many we shoot off this?
Boomer 1 to Boomer 2, standing by on Q1. 2 5-inch flag shells.
They're ready.
Okay.
Danger from the first two.
IR-1.
Bombs bursting in air. The bombs bursting in air.
Vonka.
And the rocket's red glare.
Vonka.
I beg your pardon.
Vonka song.
I beg your pardon.
Call out a song.
The well-known Vonka song.
The bombs, bombs, bombs bursting in air.
I beg your pardon.
And the rockets, the rockets, the rockets, red glare.
Vonka song.
The intense patriotism surging across our country, carrying the national anthem to new and different heights.
Targeting. Vonka.
All the way to the top of the music charts.
Vonka song.
Call out a song.
I am an American.
You're in specimen.
Listen to my words.
Bombs, rockets, bombs, rockets.
You're a specimen collector.
Before you start, I am an American.
I will escort you to the toilet to observe the passing of urine.
All he tried to do is obfuscate, to confuse.
I am an American.
Bursting in air.
The Star Spangled
Vonka
song.
And the red glare.
Sounds more like a screen door. Pale cotton, a screen door.
I beg your pardon. Are you dissatisfied with the song?
Sounds more like a screen with its screen cotton, a screen door.
Well, you know, it wasn't meant to be sung while sober.
Yeah? Screen door. Cotton, a tail, screen.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah?
No, it actually began as a drinking song.
Oh, yeah?
Doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Oh, yeah? Yes.
Its author, Francis Scott Key, might have been charmed by topping the top 40, but was this really what he had in mind?
Drink up.
The bombs, red glare.
Or better yet,
the sweet, delicious coldness of the first bite of peppermint ice cream on the 4th of July.
Or better yet,
drink up.
Was this really his song?
Drink up.
Well, you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
Anacreon, a Greek poet who celebrated...
Screen door.
Drinking.
Well, I do.
Drink up.
To be free.
Yes, the tune of our national anthem was lifted from an old English drinking song.
Yeah?
Drink up. Doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
The people who wrote it certainly weren't.
Drink up.
Francis Scott Key wasn't either when he stole the tune.
I bet I'd have liked him.
Oh, you would have liked Anacreon even more.
Anacreon.
Anacreon.
Well, I do.
Even more.
Anacreon.
Well, all the good things in life.
Oh, you mean,
Yes.
Let's sing it again.
Vonka Star Spangled. Vonka song.
Say, can
you... Those are the new words, remember?
Also, who knows the old ones?
Song sung.
Ready, gentlemen?
In pubs throughout England.
To Anacreon in hell, and very sad in full glee.
Now we stand by the rails and receive a hair-raising impression of how this projectile sounds as it passes by.
The rockets burst in air. And the bombs, red glare.
Drink up. Separation of the first stage at Gurnah.
Freedom to think.
Intermittent sounds of the guidance rockets.
Freedom to speak.
The separation of the second stage.
To pray, to read, to act, to pray, to criticize. Freedom to eat and sleep, to work and play without pain. Freedom to live one or 200 million different lives. I am an American.
Drink up. Let it be a holiday in your house of eternity.
Meanwhile, worst negative
action. Every American has at least one thing to be thankful for.
Just not true.
But he still sold a flag and not a shirt. Good night.
It isn't orthodox?
No. I thought it was beautiful. But then there you go.